It's continuing coverage of HD Cal Girls Wrestling with head coach Brittany Stevens. Ends up being an 0-3 night here for your team, unfortunately. Some close duels. Let's just kind of go back to the start with Perry, 39-30. Unfortunately, you guys don't get any wins in the matches that were wrestled. You got five wins by forfeit to get those 30 team points. Kind of one of those situations where a bunch of open weights kind of skews the results, right?
Yeah.
Just go back to that opening match, you know?
Yeah, it does. So I know we went 0-3, but we had a lot of personal wins tonight. I saw some girls hitting some moves that we've been working on in practice, and so to see them come out and hit them in a meet, that's a win. They're working hard, and we're right there. We're so very close. So I just keep telling them we're just going to keep fighting.
And then a 64-12 loss in the duel against Algona. Of course, Algona's got a very good team this year. They haven't even lost a duel meet so far, coming off a conference title here on Saturday as well. What are maybe some of the biggest lessons to be learned from facing like a very talented team like that?
Yep. So they've got a lot of girls out, and it's kind of funny when we watch them all walk in, they're like, there's a lot of girls. I'm like, yep, and we'll get there someday. We're building. But the things that come out of that, even though we're outnumbered, we're outgunned sometimes, to stay in it, because you never know if the match is going to go your way or not. And we had a couple that did go our way. Ava Blue, she had her girl on her back. Man, that was a close call, but didn't go our way. But you just got to stay in it, even. You never know what's going to happen.
And then a 33-28 loss to Nevada. You had the lead there at one point, but unfortunately, you know, a couple open weights down the stretch, and then that double forfeit at 100. But a very close one with Nevada to finish off the night.
Yeah, it was very close. Some good, hard-fought matches there. Nevada's good. And again, small wins. Saw some things that we've been working on in practice. Hand control, staying in a match for the entire 6 minutes. So we've been working on those things, and I got to see them on the mat. So although the score didn't show it, there were some wins there for us.
Certainly. When it comes to a couple individuals here, start with Megan Sievers. Ends up going 3-0 at 145, the one win by forfeit. But two pins for her to end up leading the team here tonight. What can you say about her performance?
Her performance was great. I'm working on her push-pull, her hand fighting. But I want to see her open up on her shots. But she's done an outstanding job. She is really strong. And that helps her control that tie. So she's doing an excellent job, and it's going to continue.
You had mentioned a couple other wrestlers that maybe if the wins didn't come, you saw some good things from. You mentioned Ava Blue. She almost had a pin, right, if I remember back correctly. Her, certainly. Who are some of the others you kind of want to shout out?
Yeah, Ava had her girl on her back for about 30 seconds. It's just a matter of when to making those small adjustments there. So, but that was a close one. Other girls hand fighting when we're on bottom, that hand control to come out and away. One of the duels we had, I think it was Iowa Falls, we did a lot of reaching back. And we've fixed that problem, and now we're just working on being more aggressive on our feet, getting to our shots, and controlling the match that way.
All right, and then one other I do want to ask you about. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see Marin Subert wrestle here tonight, but she is coming off that NCC title back on Saturday. So I just want to ask you know, what it means to see her be able to accomplish that conference title in the first ever league meet, you know?
Yeah, that's a big deal. So when I wrestled, the girls didn't have a chance. We didn't get an NCC meet. So to fast forward to today to see these girls that I get to coach and be a part of, and be in practice with every day, it's a big deal. I know how hard they work. So to see her coming out and setting those goals for herself, achieving them, and then going out and crushing goal after goal. So she's not done yet. She's got some big goals. So I can't wait to help her do that.
All right. And again, you know, an 0-3 night, but how do you kind of go about you know, maybe compartmentalizing some of these things as you move forward, because, you know, there's no state duels for girls wrestling. It's all about, you know, from this point forward, pretty much individuals improving, making sure they're at the best they can be on January 31st, right?
Yep. So we've got a lot of practice time coming up, and we're going to utilize every second of it. So we'll be working hard in the room, getting ready for it. We just keep working on those small things. They've come a long way. And I just tell them, remember where we started to where we are now. Because it's very easy to get wrapped in the, oh, regionals is coming in state, or, oh, the season's over, you know. And in art, we had a losing record. But we focus on those small wins. We're in our first year. We're building the program, and these ladies have done a fantastic job setting that foundation for us to only build and get stronger from.
You bet. And you had mentioned some little things, right? So what are the biggest areas that you're hoping to kind of maybe as a team grow here over these next couple weeks as you go into, you know, again, regionals here a week from this Friday?
Yep. So that hand control, from when we're on bottom, fighting those hands and getting out in a way rather than reaching back. So we're working on that. We're working on our hand fighting, but to set it up to get to our shot. We're working on all kinds of different setups and shots, so we're just going to continue working on those and hopefully see them on the mat.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up here tonight?
No. Proud of these ladies that are working hard, and we're going to stay at it.
All right. That's HD Cal head coach Brittany Stevens. Thanks for the time tonight, Coach.
Thank you.